Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
President Trump shows his complete lack of command over the facts and the response to the coronavirus. We'll discuss that, plus the president's turnaround on voting by mail in Florida. And our latest Electoral College outlook, the road to 270. Hi, everyone. I'm David Chalian, the CNN political director. This is the Daily DC. President Trump sat down with Axios reporter Jonathan Swan for an Axios special on HBO, and it was quite an interview. We don't have time here on the podcast to play it in its entirety, but I urge all of you to go online and seek it out and watch it, because to watch the full interview and not just a soundbite, I think explains President Trump's psyche just by observing how he's handling this interview and these questions. If you just look at the 15 minutes on COVID alone, you are going to find a true reveal of a president struggling with the facts of what the state of the virus is in America right now, and struggling with how, as the leader of the country, to respond to it. You see that struggle in almost everything he does. But what he also does, as Donald Trump has done for the entirety of his career, whether in real estate or on reality television, is to try and build an alternate reality, one that if he repeats often enough, he believes enough people will believe his version of events to be able to make him successful. That may work in reality television, that may work in real estate, and it may even work in politics. I'm not suggesting that it won't, but it doesn't mean that his reality is based in fact. It's not. It doesn't mean that his reality of saying he's in control of the virus means that he is or that his government is. So give a little listen to the president with Jonathan Swan from Axios.
I think it's under control. I'll tell you what.
How? 1,000 Americans are dying a day.
They are dying. That's true. And it is what it is. But that doesn't mean we aren't doing everything we can. It's under control as much as you can control it.
You really think this is as much as we can control?
1,000
deaths
a
day?
I'd like to know if somebody...
With 155,000 deaths due to coronavirus in the United States, a number, by the way, that President Trump not that long ago was predicting would not get over 60,000 or 70,000. Well, it's more than double that now. That's all the evidence you need that this is not under control. And I think the way the president presented himself in this interview explains a lot of the poll numbers we talk about on this podcast. Why his disapproval is so high on this issue. Why the American people aren't trusting what he has to say about it. Here's what else matters today. Donald Trump, moments before his press secretary, Kayleigh McEnany, was to take to the podium and deliver her afternoon press briefing, he sends out a tweet that is a complete 180-degree reversal of where he's been on this whole issue of mail-in voting. As we've been talking about, he's been working overtime to try and delegitimize the process of mail-in voting. He's been trying to make a distinction between mail-in voting and absentee voting. He understands that Democrats are much more inclined and interested in voting by mail due to COVID this election season, and Republicans are a little more inclined to show up in person on election day. So he's trying to delegitimize the form of voting where his opponent's voters are mostly going to be. But he is also apparently starting to get the message from his fellow Republicans on Capitol Hill that that is having the effect of depressing some of his own vote. So came the tweet, whether you call it vote by mail or absentee voting, in Florida, the election system is safe and secure, tried and true. Florida's voting system has been cleaned up. We defeated Democrats' attempt at change. So in Florida, I encourage all to request a ballot and vote by mail. Hashtag MAGA. The president's tweet, he just is in a totally different place. But listen to Kelly McEnany. It sounds like she was blindsided.
Well, the president has always said that absentee voting for a reason is different than mass mail-out voting, like what Nevada is seeking to do, which leads to mass fraud.
It's the same thing.
Of course, now you should be on the lookout for what other politically, electorally pertinent states Donald Trump is going to change his opinion about vote by mail and urge people to actually apply for absentee ballots and vote by mail. Perhaps North Carolina, Ohio, Arizona. Where next will Donald Trump flip 180 degrees on this issue? And that brings us to the electoral map. We put out our updated Electoral College Outlook. I urge you to go online, not only to take a look at the current state of play, but because there's a fantastic interactive where you can build your own path to 270 for the president, for Joe Biden. Check it out. You'll love it. But in our latest Electoral College Outlook, the where the race stands now, this isn't predictive of where it'll be in November. Everything is moving in Joe Biden's direction right now. The race has really shifted away from the president in the electoral battle for 270 electoral votes. Michigan, Pennsylvania have gone from battleground status to lean Democratic status in this analysis. And states like Ohio, Georgia, that had been leaning in the Republicans' direction, in the president's direction, have shifted into the battleground territory. So what you have is, if you take all the states from today's estimate, today's outlook, that are either solidly in Joe Biden's camp or leaning in his direction, Joe Biden is already at 268 electoral votes. He's only two away from the presidency. Whereas Donald Trump, if you take all the states leaning in his direction or solidly in his camp, he's at 170. He's shy 100 electoral votes of where he needs to be. So he is in a position right now that he would have to run the rest of the table if it turned out this way. Winning all those battleground states in Florida, Arizona, Ohio, North Carolina, Georgia, Maine's second congressional district. He would have to run the table, bring those all into his fold if he is to have a shot at the presidency from where things stand at this moment. Check it out at cnnpolitics.com. That does it for this edition of the Daily DC. Thank you all so much for listening. Talk to you tomorrow.
When you work next level. And when you play next level. And when it's time to sleep, Sleep Number smart beds are designed to embrace your uniqueness, providing you with high-quality sleep every night. Sleep next level. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, the Queen Sleep Number C4 smart bed is only $1,599. Save $300 for a limited time, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.